Men of Genius.
Real men of genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Professional Sports Leg Cramp Rubber Outer.
Mr. Professional Sports Leg Cramp Rubber Outer.
Most men dream of one day playing in front of 60,000 fans. Your dream? Giving another man a tender thigh massage in front of 60,000 fans.
Look at me!
When you snap on the surgical gloves and start rubbing, you tell the world, this is the part of my job my parents don't tell their friends about.
Utterly embarrassed!
Deep thigh bruises? No problem. But if someone has a groin pull, well, he'll have to take that into his own hands. So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, oh healer of the hamstring, because you'll never rub us the wrong way.
Mr. Professional Sports Leg Cramp Rubber Outer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello and welcome to Week 6 in review, the RBFFL. Back home, Maui was great, thanks for asking. Super fun times, relaxing, taking it all in. But back to the serious stuff. Fantasy football world. And a lot of people say, a draw or a tie is a feeling like kissing your sister. Well, the Dockers and the Hamsters just shoved their tongue down their sister's throat because we had a tie, ladies and gentlemen. We do have an undefeated team still, just they haven't won 6 games. So let's jump into it. We'll jump into it right there. Let's just jump into it. Hamsters, Dockers, there's always one every year, even though we throw out the concept of, decimal points in the system. Now, everyone seems to love kissing their sister, which, once you get to our age, sometimes you just take anything. So it's not unrealistic to think that we probably continue to vote against it. It kind of is like, now that the Queen's dead, can we just say yes to a republic? But I suspect that we'll keep saying no. All right, let's start with the Doctors because they are the undefeated team. Allen's 27, great score there. Fournette 21. And then, as was so eloquently and wisely put forward to us, eventually the Denver Broncos were going to go and kick the Dockers in the ass. I don't know what the last time that we had three players from the same team in a lineup in the skill positions, not including special teams. Sutton had three. It's horrible. Judy had 8, not terrible, but Gordon's done. If you fumble 5 times in 6 games, it could be 4. It's just not fact-checking too much, but boy, he's dead. Forget him. Latavius Murray's in instead. He didn't get any points. London had 7. Kelsey's just a beast. 23, even though they're lost. And special teams had 23, so a big effort there. On the bench, Peoples-Jones had 11, Fant had 10, wasn't enough. So the draw, the tie, 13 for Wilson, he's the other side of the horrible coin. Mixon had 16, 35 for Diggs, just doing so well. Samuel had 15, 3 to Hill, just a bit of a roller coaster for him. 12 for Harris. Gage had 4. Special teams had 14. On the bench, Henderson had 12. Pretty good. But not much else to report. Hamsters and the Dockers have a tie. The Crabs, 120. Defeated the Wipeouts, 55. Because they were in a couple Super Bowls back in the day. There were some cries of my best player is on a bye this week. Well, welcome to the club. Heard of a guy named Devontae Adams. Didn't matter. and my whole team decided to take a week off. Yep, that happens. Called fantasy football. If you don't like it, you know, it's time to get out. Regardless of all that, Crabs prevailed. 15 for Murray, 6 for Jones on a quiet week, 8 for McLaurin. Jefferson continues to be good with 21. Tonyan stepped up with 19 in the absence of Freiermuth. Robinson had 6. Smith had 15. Special teams bouncing back 2 weeks in a row now with 30. On the bench, because of the byes, lots of injuries, there's nothing to report, and there was not a lot going on because of all of that sorriness, but didn't matter. Wipeouts, one of the lowest points of their season, maybe for a little while, had 55. 11 for Jackson, just a couple of bad decisions late in the game. 8 for Benjamin, had a lot of involvement, just a lot of small stuff. Brown, he's definitely out for 4 weeks, probably 6. Hopkins is going to be that one player that probably fills the gap. Before he went out, though, he had 11. 5 for Metcalf, bit of a roller coaster there. Goddard had 4 in a really good Sunday night matchup. Valdez Scantling didn't score. 16 for Kittle, nice little bounce back game. Special teams didn't score between the defense going negative and the kicker going positive. On the bench, I will mention Burrow because he had 39. Elliott had 15. Dylan had 9. Not much else to report. So there will be some players back this week, but more players going on the injury report. The Queens, 112, defeated the Muddies, who I think multiple times this year have got 69. Which, you know, is it a representation of the team? They're 0-6. Brady had 13 for the Queens. Singletary, 14. 15 for Thielen, 12 for Robinson. Ingram had 9. 14 for Sanders. Moore had 3. Boy, Carolina looked terrible right now. Special teams had a very nice 32. On the bench, Robinson had 12. He's back. And nice to see that the Queens are listening, putting him back in the lineup, or certainly on the bench. 10 for Higgins, 13 for Mooney. All those players can shuffle back in, I'd say, into the starting lineup for spots like Moore's spot, and maybe even trying to work out where to fit in someone like Robinson because he's a pretty good player. For the Muddies, 69. Rush had -1. Kind of sums it up. Kamara had 17. That was good. Johnson, 7. 10 for Moore. Schultz didn't score. I think Schultz pretty much now is a non-starter. Montgomery had 8. 5 for Pickens. And special teams had 23. So special teams was good. Palmer had 14. Probably not a starter. And that's all they've got. I don't know. I don't even know if it's a rebuild, a knockdown. I don't know. But they're losing every week. Costanzas, 136. Defeated the Maulers, 110. Maulers keep scoring, just not enough. And the Costanzas this week, you would say, overachieved. 16 for Hurts, 24 for Hall in a very, very disappointing Green Bay Packers loss, which we will not talk about in too much detail. Pittman had 31. Waddle had 19. Pitts 10, 21 for McCaffrey. You know, the lineup looks pretty good on paper, doesn't it, when you think about it? The Costanzas, they've got a run in them, you'd think. 12 for special teams. Nothing on the bench except for Allen Robinson and Hunter Henry, both scored in the mid-teens, 16 and 17. For the Maulers, you know, just not quite getting across the line. Herbert had 5. Chubb, 7. 3 for Lockett. All those scores were less than usual. 15 for Godwin, that was nice. Andrews, sensational. 28. Cook had a really nice touchdown. 18. Lamb had 11. Special teams had 23 as well. On the bench, Stevenson, 24. Got to go in. Walker, 18. Probably got to go in, but it's hard to drop Chubb or Cook. you have to think that, I don't know, 1-5, you start trading. 22 for Claypool, 14 for Cooper. Man, the bench scored 136 and would have tied it. Not to be. Costanzas, 136. Defeated the Maulers, 110. The Budgies, 151. Defeated the Frio Finns, 122. Big win for the Budgies. And struggling Finns did score well, not enough. 17 for Cousins, 28 for Jackson. 27 for Jackson. Jackson was in to replace Jonathan Taylor. Smith-Schuster, 29. Best performance of the year by far. Davis, 16. He's been consistent. Conklin, 2. Just not really a big part on a consistent basis, week in, week out, changing. Ayuk, very nice, 28 points. Good put in there. That's for sure. Pretty much the difference maker. Boyd had 12. Special teams had 20. On the bench, Pierce had 13. Gazecki had 24. That was it. Finns, 122. Not a bad score at all. 20 for Mahomes. Barkley had 18. Lazard, 17 with a nice touchdown. Brown, 17. 14 for Ertz. 12 for Etienne. 7 for Everett. All very good, solid scores. 17 for special teams. On the bench, there was 12 for Goldkick, which I think he's going to actually be a good player over time. Smith had 10. They're both tight ends. Not much else. Final catch-up. The Devils just got home 100 to 91 over the Cows. But that's all you have to do is win by one, as opposed to our tie. Rogers had 9, 23 for Eckler, 8 for Evans, 41 for Chase. Pretty much difference maker. 1 for Higby, minus 2 for Wilson. Williams had 3, special teams had 17. On the bench, 14 for Bellinger, Knox had 12. 100 points. Nice win. 91 for the Cows, 3. For Wentz, now looks like he's out. Dobbins, 1. Looks a bit banged up. Hill, spectacular, 34. 16 for Cup. I'd say that's his floor. 2 for Commit. Dubs had 6. Myers had 10. Special teams had 19. This is a team that really had a rough patch on buys. Hardman had 13 on the bench. I'm sure they'll bounce back this week. They are the matchups. Let's have a look at the standings. So in the North, the Wipeouts are 3-3, and so are the Queens. The Maulers are 1-5, and I don't know. Not out of it by a long shot. They're going to have to go on a pretty significant winning streak. The Dockers undefeated, 5-0-1. Look very good. They're scoring well. They haven't got the highest score. That actually is the 1-5 Maulers. The Cows are 3-3, staying well and truly in the race. And the Finns are 1-5 in the same position as the Maulers. Time to go on a winning streak. In the East, the Crabs are 4-2, just one game ahead of the Costanzas. Costanzas have the tiebreak. Mudcats 0-6, they're gone. Calling it, gone, no chance. Look for next year, look for something. Throw a trade out. Pretend you're alive. Look for a heartbeat. Get the paddles out. Check for breathing. Put a mirror under his nose. Just do something. Pretend you care. In the West, Devils 5-1. Strong, scoring well. The Budgies 4-2, not the highest scoring 4-2 team, but they're winning. They've had 4 wins in a row now. That's a really nice streak. And the Hamsters are 3-2-1, and well and truly in it. In fact, if we ended the season today, they would get the final wild card. As we look to the matchups for next week, there's going to be a couple of changes I'd say with Maulers playing the Crabs, love the Crabs there. The Costanzas play the Queens. Queens have significant bye week issues. I think the Costanzas are red hot to win that. The Wipeouts play the Munnies. Couldn't come at a better time for the Wipeouts. The Finns play the Hamsters. I'd say the Hamsters have got that pretty nicely covered. Actually, you know what? I'm going to call the change. I'm calling an audible. Finns win that one. The Budgies play the Cows. It's going to be super important for both teams to win this one. I think the Cows look pretty solid there. And then the Devils play the Dockers. Wow. Top of the table clash. Without Josh Allen, can the Dockers do anything? They're going to have to probably do something about Sutton, Gordon, and Judy. And they'll probably have to go and pick up a quarterback. They are the matchups for the week. Good luck, everybody. Enjoy your week ahead. Talk next week. Bye for now.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Here's to you, Chris Domino, Mr. Baseball Encyclopedia Guy. You may not remember you borrowed your neighbor's lawnmower, but if someone needs to know that Tony Lazzari batted in the 1927 World Series, you're all over it.
He could never hit a slider.
No books, no internet. You've got it committed to memory. Forget the date of your wedding anniversary. So what? You know that Bob Horner had 218 career home runs.
What about the lawnmower?
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light for $7.90 the zone, Chris the Statman. You can settle any baseball argument because you are Mr. Baseball Encyclopedia Guy.
Mr. Baseball Encyclopedia Guy.
Bud Light. Fresh, smooth, real. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.